This is session 5 for Hardship to Hope, creating your action plan with courage. This exercise is to become more mindfully aware. That's the purpose. More mindfully aware of who you are. You know, you started working on your action plan and making goals, picking goals to work on. And you know what happens for a lot of us when we start to work on these kind of things that are really important, have a lot of meaning to us, may notice there are times when you feel stuck or you're having a hard time taking the next step, maybe even identifying what the next step is. One of the ways to help to be able to take that next step is to increase focus. You know, focus, being able to really concentrate on one particular thing and stay focused on it. You know, when there's a lot of fear and doubt, concentration is difficult. A combination of bravery and a strong self-awareness, knowing who you are, really can help improve our ability to concentrate, even when we're feeling overwhelming fear. Mindfulness is gives us the ability to ground ourselves, but it also helps us gain a much clearer sense of who we are. Basically, we connect with ourselves, our true selves, and then we can connect with others as well, and also then take action. Glennon Doyle, who wrote the book Untamed, says, "I see your fear, and it's big. I also see your courage, and it's bigger. We can do hard things, baby. We are fireproof." Barack Obama was quoted as saying, "You know, I've always believed that hope is that stubborn thing inside us that insists, despite all the evidence to the contrary, that something better awaits us so long as we have the courage to keep reaching, to keep working, to keep fighting." Another way we increase our bravery, our courage, is to remember those times in our life when we have been brave. And I know each of you have a long list of examples of when you've been incredibly brave. Another way to feel braver is to feel connected with somebody. Even sitting with somebody, even if you're not really working on the same thing, being connected gives us strength. You may notice, being a part of this group, that you're able to begin to take action in ways you haven't been able to do on your own. And I certainly hope that's the case. That's one of the big goals, is to support you right where you're at. As we start getting ready to go into deep relaxation, you can think about your goal that you've chosen to work on and just kind of tuck it away. And we're just going to go into a nice deep alpha state. Relax. I'm going to count breaths from 10 to 1, and we'll move into a deeper state of relaxation with each breath. Once we're in that state, then I'll repeat a few affirmations. All right, let's begin. Breathe. 10. Breathe. 9. Breathe. 8. Breathe. 7. Breathe. 6. Breathe. 5. Breathe. 4. Breathe. 3. Breathe. 2. Breathe. 1. yourself float, releasing tension. I am open to moving forward and growing stronger by doing so. I am equipped to handle any obstacle that comes my way. I am constantly growing stronger with each moment that passes. I choose to trust my strength, and that is my superpower. Choosing to remain positive is my most powerful form of strength. I am brave. I value my inner strength. Today, I act. I am unstoppable. Given enough love and support, people go and do amazing things. Let's take a few more seconds. Deep relaxation. I'll call you back shortly. So we get ready to come back. Take your time. You can start to move, maybe even stretch. As you come back to this time, this place, wherever you're at. Nice job, everybody.